Good morning, everyone. So today I want to talk about an issue that actually many times causes a tremendous amount of controversy, and that is the question of whether certain positions in Klal Yisrael go Birusha. In other words, if you have a person who is a Rosh Hashiva, if you have a person who is a Rav, and you want to know, does this position pass Birusha? If he has a son, and his son wants to take him over, and there's someone else that the congregation feels might do a better job than the son, in halacha, does the son have rights to his father's position? So this is the Shiloh, and it's actually the subject of a tremendous machlekes ha'poskim. It all starts with a sifri. This is a sifri that the Rambam paskins lahalacha, with the sifri darshans from the pasuk, that when it comes to a melech, the position of malchus passes birusha. And says the sifri, even though the pasuk that we derive this halacha from specifically discusses malchus, nevertheless we apply this lechol dover shebesrora. Any position of srora, any position of power in Judaism, passes birusha. It passes Birusha, it goes to the son. However, there's an important caveat, and that is that the son has to be Roi Lekach. In other words, even if you have someone else who's more Roi Lekach, who's more suitable for the position, the son will inherit, but he has to be somewhat Roi Lekach. He can't be someone who is not up for the job, who's not eligible. He has to be someone who's Roi Lekach, but if he is Roi to take over his father, he has rights to that position in spite of the fact that someone else maybe is even more suitable. That's the halacha, kepasan of the Rambam, and ostensibly we should apply this to the positions of Rabbonus and the position of being a Rosh Hashiva. Because the drasha is regarding the position of Malchus, and the Rambam says that this applies to all forms of Srora as well. Ostensibly, this should include the position of a Rosh Hashiva and a Rav as well. However, this is not so poshut, because the Chassam Sofer points out that there's another Sifri, and the Sifri has a special pasuk teaching us that the position of a Kohen Gadol as well passes Birusha. It passes Birusha, and says the Chassam Sofer, why do we need a second drosha in the Sifri teaching us that the position of a Kohen Gadol passes Birusha? Why is it not sufficient to merely have the drosha regarding a melech? Why is it necessary to have a second drosha with respect to the kahuna gedola passing birusha? Says the Chassam Sofer, I think that the idea of Yerusha when it comes to positions in Judaism only applies to positions of power, but not to religious positions. Malchus passes Birusha, because Malchus is a position of power. So too, says the Rambam, who are then all Srora. Srora reflects a position of prestige, of power, of authority. That is what the Rambam is saying when he extends this halacha from Malchus to other positions in Judaism. However, says the Chassam Sofer, when it comes to religious positions, when it comes to mitzvahs, this halacha doesn't apply. And says the Chassam Sofer, I have a raya from the Rama. The Rama is talking about being a chazan in shul. Being a chazan in shul, you have a certain person who was a chazan in shul. He had a beautiful voice, and lo and behold, he gets old, and he wants to pass this position on to his son. The tzibor has someone else in mind. They have someone else they feel is more up for the job. And the question is, who has rights, api halacha? So the Rashba says, brought down in the Ramah, that in fact the son has rights to inherit the position of being the chazan. Number one, because of this sifri. But says the Rashba, there is a minig in this medina that it passes Birusha to the son. And since there's a specific minig in this town that it goes Birusha, that's why the son has rights to the position of chazanus. Says the Chassam Sofer, if in fact this was a universal rule that all positions in Judaism go Birusha, why did the Rashba have to invoke the idea of Minig HaMedina? Why did he have to say that since it was the Minig in this town for the position of Chazanus to go be Yerusha, that's why the son has rights to inherit the position? He doesn't need this reason. The first reason, L'chayra, was adequate. The first reason was sufficient. Why did he have to come on to the second reason, that the reason why the son could become the Chazan after the father was because there was a specific Minig in that Medina that it passes be Yerusha? Says the Chasam Sofer, because being a chazan in shul is a mitzvah. It's not a position exclusive to people of power, but rather it has to do with performing a mitzvah for the rabbi. And when it has to do with mitzvah for performance, the best person for the job, the most suitable position for the job, is the one who actually has rights to perform the mitzvah on behalf of the tzibur. When it comes to a son who wants to take over the father, he doesn't have automatic rights if someone else is more suitable. And therefore, the Rashba had to invoke the second idea that there's a minig, and says the Chasam Sofer, the reason why he had to bring down the minig was because the minig gufa was to allow this to pass by Yerusha and to extend this halacha of a melech to the case of a chazan as well. But without this minig, we wouldn't extend the halacha that we find by a melech to the case of a chazan, because a chazan is a mitzvah, and a melech is strictly a power position rather than a mitzvah position. That is the shita of the Chasam Sofer. However, many other paiskim disagree with the Chasam Sofer. And the Nitziv says that no, positions of power are similar to positions of performing a mitzvah, and all positions are included in this limud, this drasha that we derive from Malchus, that it passes Birusha, even when it comes to the performance of a mitzvah on behalf of the tzibur. And the reason why we needed a second drasha when it comes to a Kohen Gadol is because the Kohen wouldn't be included in the first drasha, because the Pasuk specifically says, Mikerev Yisrael, and a Kohen is not a Yisrael, and therefore he wouldn't have been included in the first drasha. That's why the Sifri needed a second drasha for the Kohen Gadol. But Avada says, the Nitziv, all positions in Judaism pass Birusha, as long as the son is somewhat suitable for the position he inherits it, in spite of the fact that someone else is more suitable. That's the sheet of the Nitziv. It says the Nitziv, you know why the Rashba had to invoke the Minig HaMedina, and it wasn't sufficient to merely bring down the drasha that the Malchus passes the Birusha, and therefore the Chazonus as well should pass Birusha? Says the Nitziv, the reason why the Rashba had to bring down the Minig HaMedina is because in some places the Minig was that the position of being a Chazan was a time-constricted type of position. It was time-restricted. It only pertained to a certain period of time. It didn't have a lasting effect, and therefore there would be no concept of Yerusha when it comes to Chazonus if it was specifically designed for a certain period of time. It was only a 3-year contract, so obviously it wouldn't pass Yerusha, because once the 3-year period expired, obviously the position had to be handed over to someone else. Therefore, says the Rashba, since in this particular town the minig was to have it as a lasting position, to have it in a perpetual type of power, therefore the son could inherit it, because now it was part of the general category of Srora b'mitzvahs, Srora b'Yerusha, where the son inherits the position in spite of the fact that someone else is more suitable. So the Nitziv disagrees fundamentally with the Chasam Sofer, and now we have a tremendous machlokes. And the nafkamina of this all is our original shaila. If you have a Rosh Hashiva position, you have a Rabbonus position, and the son wants to inherit the father, and someone else is deemed more worthy according to the congregation. The question is, Api Halacha, who has rights? It's going to be totally in this machlekes. According to the Chasam Sofer, the son doesn't have automatic rights. You'll give it to the person who's more suitable. Why? Because this is not merely a position of power. It is something that is a mitzvah performance. Being a Rosh Hashiva and being a Rav has to do with Kedusha, has to do with mitzvah. It's not merely a power position, but rather has to do with a religious type of position. Therefore, it doesn't automatically pass Birusha. However, the Nitziv disagrees, and he holds that it does, in fact, pass Birusha. So this is a Machlekes HaPaiskim. We will just conclude with a fascinating nafkamina from this machlekes on as to how to learn a well-known medrash regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. There's an interesting conversation that is recorded in the medrash between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset that his position of leadership didn't pass on to his children. And says the Chasam Sofer, this medrash that records this dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a raya to my shita. Because, says the Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to Hashem and he was advocating for his son to take over his position. Now, obviously, Moshe wasn't going to try to get his son into his position if the son wasn't roi lekach. Obviously, he was somewhat roi lekach. And he still argued for his position because he held that it goes Birusha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that no, it doesn't go Birusha. Since we're talking about a position of Kedusha, to lead Klal Yisrael as a position of Kedusha, says the Chasam Sofer, it doesn't go Birusha. And that's why he was reprimanded, that's why he was incorrect, and that's why he, in fact, did not bequeath his position to his sons. However, the Netziv responds by saying that no, take a look at the Medrash, it implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gufa reprimanded Moshe by telling him that his sons weren't roi lekach, his sons weren't suitable, and therefore, the reason why he wasn't able to give over the position to his sons was simply because they weren't roi lekach. But if they were roi lekach, then they would have gotten it Birusha, even if someone else was even more roi. Even if Yeshua was more roi, it would have gone to his kids. Since we have this concept of Yerusha when it comes to Srora, and this pertains even to a position of Kedusha and Mitzvah, and not only to a position of power. So it turns out that the machlekes between the Chasam Sofer and the Netziv chaps a nafkamina when it comes to this conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamaisa decided to give the leadership to Yeshua ben Nun, and the question is what in fact was wrong with Moshe's kids? Was it because they weren't roi lekach, as the Netziv argues, or was it because they were roi lekach, but nevertheless, it doesn't go Birusha, it goes to the most suitable candidate, and that would support the position of the Chasam Sofer. At any rate, this is the Machlekes, and each position has many authorities on its side, so it's not something that has a clear, conclusive ruling. Have yourself a wonderful day.